I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect, affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
July is flying by, and so are the appointments at Spa Allegretto. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service all month long at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. The perfect summer treat. Before the month is gone, call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. July appointments are going fast.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Think you can learn a thing or two from farmers, sheep herders, or fishermen who are still working at 100 years of age? Only 30% of their health is determined by the genes of their ancestors. This is Doris Lance with your Healthy Habit. Spend a day with seniors from the five communities around the world called Blue Zones that prove 30% of health is inherited, and 70% depend on your lifestyle or your daily habits. Take, for instance, Kamada Nakazato, a 102-year-old who is active in her community by engaging three or four times a week with friends and family for tea. Longevity research found social connections have health benefits, such as lowering blood pressure, decreasing dementia and depression. Let 2026 be filled with quality connections with new or existing family and friends. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor at Cuesta College Emeritus Program, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
PRHS Athletics to conduct annual football emergency training. X-ray technician convicted of sexual battery against patient. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazenbear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Paso Robles High School Athletics, in partnership with Paso Fire and Emergency Services, will be conducting its annual Football Emergency Action Plan training this Saturday. The training will take place at 9 a.m. at the Ivan Huff Track at PRHS. Coaches, athletic personnel, and first responders will rehearse coordinated responses to realistic scenarios and emergencies that can occur during athletic activities. Sudden cardiac arrest, head and neck injuries, exertional heat stroke, and significant fractures or dislocations. Community members who observe emergency vehicles or response activity at the high school's athletic facility Saturday morning should be aware that this is part of training and does not indicate an actual emergency. A vegetation fire off Estrella Road erupted yesterday afternoon east of Paso Robles. The fire is located on the 6400 block of Estrella Road and quickly grew to about 30 acres in about an hour, with air and ground firefighters battling the blaze. Forward progress was eventually stopped at just about 5 p.m. The cause of the fire is under investigation. X-ray technician convicted of sexual battery against patient. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazenbear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazenbear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A local X-ray technician has been found guilty of misdemeanor sexual battery against a patient. District Attorney Dan Dow announced the sentencing yesterday afternoon. 47-year-old John Stephen O'Brien worked for a local medical office as an X-ray technician. Evidence presented at the trial says the victim went in for an X-ray of her back and needed assistance in tying her gown. After the X-rays were completed, O'Brien offered to assist in untying the gown. When the victim agreed, O'Brien untied the gown and touched and kissed her backside inappropriately before reaching around to touch and grope the front end of her body. The victim immediately reported the incident to the medical office and law enforcement that same day. O'Brien admitted that he grabbed her, but claimed she had come onto him and that her movements and body position were an invitation for sexual touching. The jury found him guilty and rejected his claims. O'Brien faces a maximum sentence of 1 year in county jail. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will resume tonight in the downtown City Park from 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight's entertainment will feature Ultra playing classic rock. Enjoy this free entertainment with food and drink available for purchase or explore the downtown area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mariners 4-2, the Red Sox over the Athletics 4-2, the Astros beat the Angels 7-3, Padres over the Rockies 3-1, the Giants beat the Brewers 16-3, the White Sox over the Yankees 6-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Padres will face the Giants, the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, CHP reported that vehicle thefts in 2025 dropped by about 25% than in 2024. According to CHP's vehicle theft fact sheet, thefts in 2025 totaled to be about 133,000, down from 176,000. On average, a vehicle was stolen about every 4 minutes in 2025. Of the vehicles stolen, about 84% were recovered. More than half of recovered vehicles were returned to their owners in a drivable condition. Although vehicle thefts continue to decline, CHP advises motorists to reduce their risk by taking safety precautions, such as removing valuables or keeping them out of sight. A federal judge ordered a physician who previously served as a medical expert for the DHS to inspect the largest ICE facilities in California. The physician found the California City Detention Center, located northeast of Los Angeles, failed to provide adequate health care, placing individuals at serious risk of both immediate and long-term harm, according to the report. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Dairy Nutrition Incentive Program builds on the existing Healthy Fluid Milk Incentives Program, expanding options for SNAP consumers. Chelsea Keys, Senior Vice President of Government Relations with the International Dairy Foods Association.
SNAP households are able to purchase nutritious dairy products, including all types of milk. That's whole milk, 2% milk, not just the non-fat milk and low-fat milk that's eligible under Healthy Fluid Milk Incentives. They can also purchase cheese, cultured products like yogurt and sour cream, and they're able to purchase these nutritious dairy products for a discounted price point,
which will help to stretch the SNAP dollar for SNAP participants.
DNIP will help SNAP households be able to purchase nutritious, nutrient-dense dairy foods that maybe were a little bit out of their budget in the past. But now, because of this discount that's provided through DNIP, they can have greater access to these dairy products, stretch that SNAP dollar a little further. And we actually think it's a really great way to approach the health and MAHA issues that we're hearing a lot about now, and incentivizing healthy purchases, incentivizing people to move towards nutrient-dense dairy products.
DNIP is included in the House version of the Farm Bill and in the Senate draft language of the Farm Bill as well.
Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded their successful summertime classic sale in Billings, Montana. The cattle market continues to be strong for both calves and yearlings with tremendous buyer support seen. Their next big sale is the early fall preview coming up August 17th. However, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's July 31st. To consign, contact your local Northern Livestock rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Central Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at home on the range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Long before Larry Balma was tending avocado trees in San Diego County, he helped transform the sport of skateboarding. In 1975, he co-founded Tracker Trucks a San Diego-based company that designed and manufactured stronger, wider, more durable skateboard trucks. The T-shaped metal piece that connects the board's wheels to its deck and allows riders to steer. At a time when skateboarding equipment frequently broke under the demands of the sport's emerging tricks, Tracker's engineering advances gave riders unprecedented stability and resilience, setting a new standard for skateboards. All the innovations on the original Tracker trucks have ultimately been adapted to every other skateboard truck designed since, Balma said. Today, Balma is just as likely to be found discussing crop yields and water costs as skateboard design. He and his wife, Louise Balma, manage 25 acres of agricultural land, with 16 acres devoted to avocados. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Traffic Report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs right around 100. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs right around 104. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny this weekend and from Monday to Thursday next week. 103 on Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, mid-90s Monday, low 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRO News Time is 722.
Summer's here and fair time is over. Time to pay attention and get up to speed on SLO County's goings-on. Get the info you need this coming Monday, August 3rd, when SLO County Tea Party hosts Sheriff Ian Parkinson in a town hall-style meeting with Q&A on topics like drugs and gangs in SLO County, ICE immigration enforcement and the Sheriff's Department, and finally, how safe is SLO County? Be there at Republican headquarters Monday, August 3rd, 6 p.m. for the answers you need. See you then.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher a day after the sell-off that followed the Federal Reserve deciding to leave interest rates unchanged. Economic news is encouraging. The June PCE price index declined 0.1%, reflecting the cooling of energy prices that occurred before the recent rebound. Though the gross domestic product indicates economic growth slowed in the spring quarter to 1.5%. Meta Platforms earnings were weaker than Wall Street was expecting. Shares are skidding, down 9%. Microsoft's quarter was upbeat. It opened up 11%. Yum Brands, parent company of Taco Bell and KFC, is reporting higher sales. Its profit more than doubled in the recent quarter, though the period came just before the recall of lettuce at Taco Bell linked to the Cyclospora outbreak. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. But at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited everything for just $35 a line. That's $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Switch to the carrier ranked number one in network coverage and customer satisfaction and get unlimited everything for just $35 a month. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit Consumer Cellular online or in-store today. Price includes $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes and fees apply. Data speeds reduced after 35 gigabytes. Rankings done by 2025 ACSI survey.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
It's coming up, summer's most fun wine and beer event, 27 years anniversary, Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off, August 8th at the Paso Robles Event Center. You can go to Winemakers Cook-Off for tickets and additional information, and they do have designated driver tickets as well. Of course, wine, beer, and amazing food, live music, and everything you can have under the beautiful summer stars. And remember, 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating school seniors. This year, $100,000 was awarded. Again, go to winemakerscookoff.com. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals. Same store, same location. They've been there since 1968. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice, KPRL.
KPRL. KPRL.
Gotta be cool, relax, get hit, and get on my tracks. Take a backseat, hitch home. Take a long ride on the motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready. Raise a little thing called
The Morning Exchange.
All right, coming up this afternoon, Karen is back. Her assignment is at least today. She doesn't have to be an assignment. Anyway, she'll be discussing county issues, including a vote to spend millions on that road work, that thing in Templeton and some stuff in San Miguel, cannabis taxes and allegations against the jail from the fish wrap, and John Pashong will be on with you guys as well this afternoon. So there you be, and I'd like to say have at it. All right, let's see here. What else do we have on this manual? Very few people know this little secret. When driving a manual transmission on a hill, the secret is to use the emergency brake. When you stop, put the emergency brake on. This will keep the vehicle from rolling back when you take your foot off the brake, allowing you to use your left foot free to operate the clutch. When ready to go, let the clutch out and release the emergency brake. How easy is that? Don't know. I'd never tried it. I would just do the combo of the clutch and that together to do that, not the emergency brake. But everybody has their own way of doing things. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. This since you are using
probably most of you, unless you have solar, some form of power, and that might be electricity. All right, well, and, you know, except for some people, nothing's free. Nothing's free. Now, PG&E is facing a little bit of a backlash. They have asked state regulators to approve a rate increase that would help fund a $26.6 million shareholder incentive payment. And some critics say this comes as millions of Californians are already struggling with soaring utility bills. Now, PG&E serves roughly 16 million people across northern and central California. And they say the proposed increase is tied to money it saved customers by purchasing natural gas at lower than expected prices between 22 and 23. All right. Now, again, PG&E is saying the customers collectively saved about $170 million because of this. Again, that's according to PG&E. All right. What PG&E is doing, well, let me back up here. Under the rules established by the public utilities, most of those savings remain with customers, while shareholders may receive a performance-based incentive if procurement costs fall below the market benchmarks. Now, again, under the rules, customers retain the majority of those savings, while shareholders may receive a performance-based incentive. But here it is in a nutshell. Again, this is according to the California Public Advocates Office. They have projected PG&E rates could climb by as much as $840 annually by 2030. That's compared with the current levels. Now, of course, PG&E is disputing these estimates, but how many of increases have we had in the last year and a half? Now, right now, the average PG&E customer currently pays about $285 per month, and some customers say that the financial strain has already forced major lifestyle changes. Okay, so get ready. And the California Public Utilities Commission is expected to decide whether to approve PG&E's shareholder incentive request sometime next year. Sometime next year. So we shall see. We shall see. Also, money, 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 since we have so much money. Told you about Brucey wanting to give $25,000 to Santa Cruz. Again, hopefully John Pishong will address that this afternoon. You know, it's only $25,000, right? No big deal. That's what we're constantly told. Okay, also, here's something as we get ready for the school year. And this is something that I don't know if how many of you are aware of this. There is a group out there, and thank goodness there are groups like this, that there is a teacher's training. I think it's a manual, and it targets parental authority. And there is this group, I'm trying to look. It's a children's, I'll just call it a children's advocates. Teacher training programs across the country, according to, are adopting radical new educational theories to undermine parental authority and drive a wedge between parents and children. Okay, this is, I guess, PragerU, and Marissa Strait, she is leading this. She is raising the concerns. It's called the Ethnic Studies Curriculum, which, according to her, is being implemented or endorsed in more than 22 states across the nation. She specifically cited the controversial term adultism, saying it paints standard parental boundaries as a form of oppression. Now, historically, adultism originated in sociology to describe age discrimination against children. Now, Strait has argued that it's found new life in teaching training materials and is being used to portray standard parenting roles on clothing, relationships, or major medical decisions as a form of fascism or tyranny. How many of you out there, when you were a young'un, Did your parents have some rules or guidelines or just you ain't doing this regarding clothing? And I'll even go as far as say relationships. Now, most of us back then didn't have to worry about these so-called major medical decisions. My sister was a girl, my brother was a boy, and I am a boy. That's pretty simple. Pretty simple. So we didn't have any major medical decisions over that nonsense that's going on. And by the way, we knew that my sister would sign up for the girls' swim team or tennis team, and my brother would sign up for the boys' cross-country team, and me likewise in my sports, the boys, not, you know. Anyway, so this textbook is published for educators, parents, and young people. And again, this is to Lessons in Liberation. How about that? The ethnic studies simply packages the concept of social, emotional, and alluring, critical race. And again, according to her, anti-capitalist and Marxist ideals. That this book or pamphlet, whatever you want to call it, teaches the teacher to tell the students that the term adultism is a negative thing. So when an adult is behaving like an adult by telling their children that the child should not dress a certain way or have sex at an early age or even request sex or gender changes, the parent is engaging in adultism, in other words, oppression. And adultism teaches that adults have the power and the right to decide what young people's boundaries should be. Well, gee, maybe that's one of the problems that we have, that parents haven't given their kids boundaries. And we see this nonsense. So it doesn't list here the states, but there are 22 states in the country here that have this. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. A little story, just real quick. The boys' school, when they were going full blast, about 20, maybe 25 years ago, my wife and I went to a little open house they had, and they had these kids that were in there, some for murder, some for stealing and theft, and so, all these different things. And they were sitting up there, and then parents were out in the audience, and they were able to ask questions. And this one woman said, my daughter dresses like a hooker, and when she leaves the house in the morning, she says, I try and tell her she can't wear that, and she just walks away from me. And she says, I don't know what to do. And one of these young men said, you know what you do. You're the parent. You go, you grab her by the arm, you don't hurt her, you pull her back in the house and say, get in there and put on something that I approve of. Even back then, 20, 25 years ago, we were starting to get this where parents were afraid of their children.
One of the reasons I ran into something not as drastic as you did, but that, and I remember this kid telling me, she said, well, I can just call, social services or tell my counselor at school.
Right, right. Did you hear the story also about the Ohio patrolman that lived on Airport Road, that his son did exactly that? He threatened him and said, I'll call Child Protective Services, and the kid did. And what the Ohio patrolman did is he left him there for 3 days. The kid called and said, Dad, are you coming to pick me up? No. You made the call.
Well, but if the kids know this, and a lot of parents don't, they're fearful.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, today, young people being brave, and we're having this in our own family, young people being brave with their children is letting them do whatever they want. They're the ones that are brave. They're the ones that have courage. And the ones like normal people that stand up and say, no, that's not right. A boy can't be a girl. A girl can't be a boy. And that doesn't make sense. You're living in fantasy land. We are basically the ones vilified. We are the ones.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happened. That's what's happened. And, you know, what gets back to is that because of what some authority that the state has taken and given to these children. That's why parents, they cave easily. They just don't want to either be embarrassed or they just don't want to deal with it. But you know what? That didn't start when these kids were, I'll just throw an age of 10 or 11 or 12. That started way before that. That they were...
Oh, you're right.
You know, I don't know what age that most of us kind of learn the rules pretty early of yes and no and, you know, right and wrong are a little bit different. But when your parents laid down the law, when you were old enough to understand, you knew the boundaries.
Yeah, another little story. My youngest son attended Mission Prep and had to ride the number 9 bus down to Mission Prep every day, which he complained, you got to take me, you know, and no, you're going to ride the bus. So he had a standing rule with his mother that you make your bed before you leave the house. So one day he decided not to make his bed. So he got on the bus, went down to Mission Prep, and he got a phone call that called to the office. And so he gets on the phone, and my wife says, you didn't make your bed this morning, son. He goes, yeah, I'll get it when I get home. She goes, no, you're leaving right now. Go take the bus. Come home. Make your bed now. Well, I can't. I've got a text next period. No, you're coming home now. Get an F on the test, and then we'll deal with that separately. You know, that's the way that you're supposed to raise your children. You're the parent. My children basically want to get along. They're afraid of their kids. We get one of our sons that says, I don't know what to do. I can't tell what kind of mood my daughter's going to be in, so I've got to walk on tiptoes. What? Yeah, it's an epidemic, and the schools, Paso High, basically has people there that are grooming these kids to just basically fight against any parental authority, and they're being taught that.
By the way, I heard yesterday on Sound Off, and I don't know if this could be verified. Is it true that at Templeton they have litter boxes?
Yes, yes. Jennifer Graninger, we have a meeting once a week, and at the last meeting she was telling us that they have several litter boxes, and they have several students that dress up like cats and act like cats the entire day.
Is this grade school, middle school, or high school?
I think it's middle school and high school. I don't think it's down to the grade school. I think it's middle school and high school.
Okay, you may not be able to answer this, but why is that allowed?
Because the superintendent and the rest of the school board, aside from Jennifer Graninger, don't have a backbone, and they think that the children and the staff run the school, not them. And her, as does Kenny Enney, are the only ones that stand up and say, no, this is wrong, and we're not going to put up with this. And they're here again. They're vilified. They're made fun of. They're recalled. And they're the only ones that are actually standing up. They're the only ones that are basically reinforcing the parenting issue that parents need to do their job.
Okay, wrong is one thing. Insanity is another. And this is insanity. Now, do these kids... do they use the litter box?
I don't know. I don't know whether they do or not. I bet Jennifer could probably let us know. I don't know.
Well, the other thing, too, is my understanding is that animals aren't allowed on campus. So if you think you're a cat, you can't come to school.
Yeah, I can't see them enforcing that.
Well, they need to start enforcing something.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. We need to get better people on the school board. We need to get people that actually have values and will enforce those values. Everyone's afraid. They want to be friends with their children. They want to be... You can be friends with your children after they're grown. and most parents are, but raising them, that's your job.
Yeah, it is. I couldn't believe when I heard yesterday about the cat litter boxes. And again, I think it was Eric that said that, if I'm a janitor, I'm not messing with that stuff. That's humiliating to the maintenance people.
Oh, I agree. I don't know whether they actually use them or they have to be there just for their peace of mind, so that they know that the litter boxes are there.
You know, I ran into a guy yesterday who served his country in the Navy for quite a few years. It was at the gym. And he said that he can't believe, and you know, this was during Vietnam, and he said he can't believe what he has seen going on in this country, and he has some hope that it'll turn around, but not a lot of hope.
Well, you know, this last weekend, my wife and I attended the FFA steer sale and the pig sale, hog sale at the Mid-State Fair. You want to get a shot in the arm and a dose of reality. Those kids are amazing. Most of the parents are involved with the kids. They guide them. They don't pay their way. The kids make their own money, feed their own animals, raise the animal, sell the animal. It's America. And I was talking to Paul Viborg there, and my wife and I were both talking to he and Debbie and saying, you know, this is what's going to save America, these kids. And, you know, they're living in reality, and we've got a whole other generation that are just, you know, don't know what sex they are, don't know what kind of animal they are, and basically are just being told that their parents are being told that if they interfere, then the child's going to commit suicide, and they're going to be responsible. So, you know, they've got to let them do what they want to do. So it's crazy out there, Kevin, and your friend is right at the gym. It's, you know, we've got to fight back, and the only way to fight back is to put people on these school boards and on these city councils that basically enforce our values and you know, our principles. And we have principles. We do.
Well, since you mentioned the livestock auction as an example, so the California Mid-State Fair allows the adults, so to speak, the ability to see the future of America, Randall, not only with the livestock auction, but the phenomenal work that the kids at the Industrial Arts put on as well. So
exactly.
So that's real good.
Exactly.
By the way, Randall, I got a text here. Somebody's not happy with your wife for what she did.
What did she do?
Well, making your kid all the way come back is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, my dad did something similar to me, and it almost brought me to tears, but I never, and it was the not making the bed issue. He came out to the parking lot where I was playing, we were playing ball, and in the middle of the game, he walks out and jumps in my face, and I was almost in tears. And you know what?
Yeah.
I always made the bed after that every day I left the house.
Yeah. Yeah, that person is living in the reality of 2026. And that reality is destroying our nation, destroying our families, and destroying the social fabric of what America is. And America's, we still live in the greatest place in the world. I mean, every day, I thank God for letting me be born here. I mean, another quick one with, I know you got to go quick, but another quick one with my wife, my number three son, was playing semi-professional baseball, and got onto the, not onto the Blues, but one of the travel teams, and he was in Phoenix. So my wife went to the game. I couldn't make it. He went to the game and he was pitching. He's a left-handed pitcher, good pitcher. And, he wasn't doing very well, so the coach took him out. Well, he threw his glove. When he walked back, he was about 10 feet from the bench. He threw his glove into the dugout and started shaking his head. She walked up to him, and she said, "Get your glove. We're going home." He said, "What do you mean? What do you mean? We've got games to do. I've got to be here. You do that again, I see that again, that kind of behavior, we're going home." And she knew she would take him and put him in the car and drive him home.
Yep.
And that's parenting. You've got to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, good stories. Got to go. Thanks.
Okay. Bye, Kevin.
Bye. Heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Robles High School Athletics, in partnership with Paso Fire and Emergency Services, will be conducting its annual football emergency action plan training this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the high school's track. Coaches, athletic personnel, and first responders will rehearse coordinated responses to realistic scenarios and emergencies that can occur during athletic activities. A vegetation fire off Estrella Road erupted yesterday afternoon east of Paso Robles. The fire was located on the 6400 block of Estrella Road and quickly grew to about 30 acres in size within about an hour. Air and ground forces battled the blaze. Forward progress was eventually stopped at about 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Iran gets the message after attacking U.S. troops in Jordan.
We can hit them very hard. I mean, I can actually say that because there's very little they can do about it.
And U.S. forces delivered the missiles.
U.S. Central Command released a statement saying CENTCOM forces successfully completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran in response to yesterday's attempted missile attacks on U.S. forces. The strikes aim to further diminish threats posed by Iran and its proxies to American forces, commercial shipping, and neighboring Gulf countries.
Fox's Trey Yang. Oil prices slipping at $83 a barrel. PCE inflation cooled in June as the Fed decides to hold interest rates where they are. An Idaho judge orders a new public defender for Brian Koberger in his effort to take back his guilty plea for killing four Idaho students in their beds, claiming his counsel tricked him into falsely pleading guilty. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Upper 90s on your Thursday. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. And for your Friday, 104. 103 on Saturday. Upper 90s Sunday. We'll dip down to the low 90s Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, hopefully of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:10 a.m., 8:10 p.m. We are at 65. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in Paso Robles. Coming up, oh, Atascadero, you've got your 33rd annual Hot El Camino Cruise Night. Kick off the weekend on Friday, the 21st, starting 6:30 to 8:30 throughout Atascadero, downtown El Camino Real. And then the 35th annual Atascadero Lake Car Show the next day from 10 till 3. And then they'll also have that night, 5 to 10, the Dancing in the Streets, 10th annual. To find out all about this information coming up near the end of August in Atascadero, you can just go visit atascadero.com. That's simple. A lot of organizations throughout California and across the country need some help, and this is a critical need once again, and that is the Hospice of Central Coast, Central Coast Home Health and Hospices. Again, they are in critical need of volunteers to help patients here in the county. So volunteers will be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, and helping with small household tasks. If you can help out any way of Hospice of San Luis Obispo County, please contact them. Again, it's a critical need. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at reasonable price. All right, here we go. Let's see. Uh-oh, running out of time. 5 minutes away.
Happy birthday.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, on this Thursday, June Greenwalt, Kristen Gardner, Kay Moore, Fred Cortez, Rich Silva, Jim Liptak. We have Richard Sampson, a.k.a. Banquet, Eric Bilderback, and Daryl and Carol Rockholt. Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see here. Henry Ford, yes, 1863-1947, the old professor, Casey Stengel, 1890-1975, McGuire sisters, Christine McGuire, 1926-2018, the old left-hander headed for home and rounding third headed for home, youngest major league player, 15. Also, he was a broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds during the Red Legs, I mean the Red Machine. I used to hear him all the time. Joe died in 2007, 77, Sunset Strip. Ed Burns, 1932-2020. Bud Selig, commissioner, 1934. Peter Bogdanovich, the director, 1939-2022. Paul Anka, 1941. Jethro Tull's Jeffrey Hammond, 1946. Onward, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 1947. Dwight White, played for the Steelers, 1949-2008. Willie Harper, good linebacker with the Niners, 1950. Anita Hill, everybody's favorite law professor, 1956. Big Bill Cartwright, the center, 1951. Kate Bush, 1958. Lisa Kudrow from Friends, 1963. Hall of Famer Chris Mullen, 1963. And who else do we have on the list here? Looking. Gloria DeHaven was on here somewhere, and I don't know why, but I lived on DeHaven Drive in Yonkers, New York, and she's a California girl, so I know I never been able to find out how that happened. All right, passing away on this day, Paul Rubens, 2023. Also, Buffalo Bob Smith, part of our trivia this morning, 1998. There she is. Gloria DeHaven. She died on this day in 2016. There you go. Country singer Lynn Anderson, Never Promised You a Rose Garden, 2015. And Ingmar Bergman, the director, 2007. Claudette Colbert, she passed away in 1996. And Sink the Bismarck, Otto von Bismarck, 1898. And, oh, William Penn, the Quaker, 1718. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, he was not only one of the most successful managers of all time, but particularly in the 1950s, one of the most dominant managers of any single decade in baseball. He kind of set the table for what's happening today in baseball with the platooning. His use of platooning, that obviously meant more players saw more use, and he was able to get more out of them and keep them happy and so forth and so on. And if you go back and if you look, other than a couple of staples in the Yankee lineups, particularly from the 1950s moving forward, they had a lot of guys that, you know, two or three years, they got the best out of them, and they won a lot of world champions, championships, so it worked. And also, his use of the relief pitchers starting in the 50s as well has evolved over the years, obviously. And Stengel was a bit ahead of his time. He was no dummy. He came across sometimes as a buffoon, but he was a very, very smart man, not only that in baseball, but he invested lots of money in Southern California real estate.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will resume tonight in the downtown city park from 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight's entertainment will feature Ultra playing classic rock. A local X-ray technician has been found guilty of misdemeanor sexual battery against a patient. 47-year-old John Stephen O'Brien worked for a local medical office. The victim went in for an X-ray of her back, and O'Brien began inappropriately touching and groping her after the procedure. He faces a maximum sentence of 1 year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
The only manager to win five consecutive World Series, Casey Stengel, and he managed quite a few other teams, including the Brooklyn Dodgers, the Boston Braves, and infamously the New York Mets. Nine times he won world championships as a manager in the Hall of Fame. And Casey wasn't a bad player. He had 284 for his career. He was 85 and 75 when he passed away in Glendale. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.